This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. In the coming hours, the president of China is expected to arrive in Russia for a meeting with President Vladimir Putin, and U.S. officials are waiting for an update. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is expected to dominate the meeting between visiting Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin in Moscow. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there are concerns China may agree to help Putin in the war effort.
China has not condemned Putin's invasion of Ukraine. They are still buying Russian oil and energy resources.
He tells Fox News Sunday experts wonder if there will be talk of a China-brokered ceasefire, which would give Putin a strategic advantage. Since President Xi is talking to Russia, will there be a call with President Biden?
He does want to set up another chance to talk to President Xi, and I suspect that will happen.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden spoke by phone to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday, telling him he supports finding a compromise over a highly contested overhaul of Israel's judicial system. Critics say the change would threaten Israel's democracy. Netanyahu's office said the prime minister assured Biden that Israel's democracy is healthy. Netanyahu wants changes that would give his government greater sway on selecting judges and limit the power of the Supreme Court to strike down legislation. The plan has triggered weeks of mass demonstrations. The Islamic State terror group on Sunday claimed responsibility for an attack that took place in an eastern village in the Democratic Republic of Congo, killing 10 people and injuring many others. The claim was made on a Telegram account associated with the group. It said this attack represented an expansion for IS operations. From Washington, this is VOA News. UBS will buy rival Swiss bank Credit Suisse for $3.23 billion and assume up to $5.4 billion in losses in a shotgun merger engineered by Swiss authorities. It won applause from other central bankers keen to avoid further market-shaking turmoil. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reports.
In a shotgun merger engineered by Swiss authorities and announced on Sunday, UBS will buy rival Swiss bank Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion and assume up to $5.4 billion in losses. UBS Chair Colm Kelleher.
We have agreed a framework of support with the Swiss regulators which ensures a successful integration in the best interests of Switzerland and protects our shareholders.
The deal won applause from other central bankers keen to avoid market-shaking turmoil. Officials have been racing to rescue the 167-year-old bank, among the world's largest wealth managers, after a brutal last week saw two U.S. lenders, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, collapse.
That's Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reporting. Mysterious streaks of light seen over the sky in California on Friday was just space junk burning out. AP correspondent Julie Walker explains.
Amazed people in the Sacramento area, like Jamie Hernandez.
What is that?
We're posting on social media about streaks of light in the sky and commenting that they had never seen anything like it. Jonathan McDowell, an astronomer at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, says the streaks of light were from burning space debris, specifically old Japanese communications equipment that was jettisoned from the space station in 2020 because it was taking up too much room. He says it would burn up upon reentry, and that's what created the spectacular light show. The U.S. Space Force confirmed the reentry path over California. I'm Julie Walker.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media posting on Saturday, told his followers that based on what he called leaks from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, he expects to be arrested on Tuesday. There's no confirmation from authorities of any criminal charges against Trump. In an interview, former Vice President Mike Pence said the idea of indicting a former president of the United States is deeply troubling. He spoke to ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos.
I'm taken aback at the idea of indicting a former president of the United States.
Media reports in the past several days have indicated law enforcement agencies in New York City have been discussing security arrangements for the surrender of Trump should he be indicted. More at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.